La. What's going on, everybody? This is Sydney Smith, the host of this incredible podcast, The Real Queen Sid, and this is episode 234 of The Real Queen Sid Show. And today we're going to be talking about part two of the branding workshop, the branding series. I don't know, the branding series, I guess. So once you have your core three, which if you didn't listen to the last branding podcast, I would definitely go back and listen to it, but once you have your core three, then we start posting on social media. And then it becomes, how do I stop being so weird and be more of a human? How do I stop being so awkward, so stiff, so salesy, so spammy, whatever, and be more of a human? So that's what we're going to be talking about today in this episode. If you guys get any value from this, please make sure to share it, screenshot it, share it to your Instagram stories, and tag me at The Real Queen Sid. Drop your biggest takeaway on there. That's my favorite part about seeing those tags. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Let's get into this episode. We're going to talk about today how to be less stiff on social media. This is like to be more of a human. This is like stop being so weird. This is like stop being so awkward, okay? Like some of y'all are so awkward in the DMs. Have you ever gotten a DM that's like, hi, I love your style and I would love for you to do what I do. It would be amazing if you did what I did. Like I get DMs like that all the time and they're so awkward and stiff and so rehearsed that I'm like, this is so, I don't know what to do with this. All right. Miss TLJ. Thank you for sharing. Carissa Connor. Thank you for sharing. Okay. So we're going to go into this. I got 10 steps for you. All right. Make sure you're writing them down. Number one is your profile picture matters. Your profile picture matters, okay? So please take an evaluation of what your profile picture looks like. Do you look happy? Do you look sad? Are you trying to do like one of those sexy, serious faces? Like what does your profile picture look like? Is it all encompassing of who you are as a person? Now, this is something I don't usually recommend you guys to spend money, but this is something that I definitely recommend you spending money on. And as far as spending money, I mean, go hire a branding photographer. Go get some photos of you out about like outside in town or like if you live in rural country, like out in a field or something, smiling, laughing. That way you get something super candid and it's way more relatable to people. Okay. Does that make sense? So profile picture, you want to make sure that you're smiling. Yes. I don't care if you like your smile or not. It is way more inviting and people want to be around you more. And it's way less awkward if I'm talking to a smiling face. Okay. The next thing with profile picture is make sure that it's just you. Like I love your kids. They're super, super cute. Your dog is adorable, but like your profile picture needs to be just you. Have you ever like tried to talk to somebody and you're like, I'm not really sure if I'm talking to you or your husband or your friend that's in your picture with you. I'm not really sure which one of them is you. Have you ever been on a dating app? Think of it this way. Have you ever been on a dating app and every single picture that they posted on the dating app is like a group of people and you're like trying to find the common denominator through the group of people to figure out who the person on the dating app actually is? Because I have had that issue in the past where I'm like, I don't even know who I'm supposed to be swiping right or left on. Okay, if you guys understand what I'm saying, can you drop me a yes in the comments below? Okay, so make sure that your profile picture is smiling. It's just you and it's fun, okay? One huge tip that I can give you is closer up on your face is actually better. So when people can see into your eyes, for some reason it builds more trust and it just creates a little bit of humanity. Whatever. It creates a little bit more of you being a human, okay? So your profile picture is extremely important. Think of this as like your business card. Think of this as your opportunity to make a first impression on somebody. So it's very, 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 very important. Second thing that you want to pay attention to on your social media is your social media is meant to be social. Your social media is meant to be social. Some of y'all get on here and like you have some ego trip. I gotta turn off this heater. You got some ego trip about like how many comments and how many likes and how many loves you get. And it's like, oh, well, I got 27 comments on this post, but then you never comment back to a single person on the post. Y'all, some of y'all want to build a following and you want more followers, but you don't even take care of the people that you're already following you. You don't take care of the people that have already trusted you. You don't take care of the people that are already raising their hand and saying, hi, I like you. Please talk to me. Hi, I like you. Please talk to me. Okay, social media is meant to be social. Interact with people on your social media without expectation. I've said this on a couple lives lately, but I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make in this industry is that they come in and they want every single thing that they do on social media to have a direct effect, right? They want to know exactly why they're posting every single thing on social media. They want to know exactly what the direct response is going to be. And so we only do things that we think are going to benefit us. And so I challenge you to allow yourself to be social on social media without expectation, because here's the truth of it. Not a single person that follows you on your social media owes you anything. They don't owe you the purchase. They don't owe you, just because they asked about your product doesn't mean that they have to buy them. They don't owe you anything. And so if you go into every single interaction, instead of saying, how can I flip this to my product? Hey, how can I sell them? Hey, how can I get them onto my team? And you go into every single interaction just being a human, just having a social conversation on social media, you will see that things will flip a lot faster. You will actually end up building your business a lot faster because you're not being weird. Does that make sense? Like, you're not being weird. Yes, I love this. Somebody said noticing people is so important. Yes, when people feel seen, they feel like they can trust you. You know, there are some influencers on the internet that are so ego-driven. They never answer DMs. They never answer anything. And then all of a sudden, they're posting wanting to sell to their followers. But they've never given their followers anything. They don't give them education. They don't DM them. They don't talk to them. They don't say, hey, thank you so much for everything you do. They don't say, hey, I know y'all just sent me Venmo money. Thank you. It's got to be social. Stop expecting a benefit from everything you do on social media. It's weird. It's weird. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, are you guys taking notes? Can you drop me the word notes in the comments below if you're taking notes? This is part two of the branding series. This is kind of how you start implementing everything on your social media and start being less weird on your social media so that you can build a bigger business and attract more people, okay? Number three is remember, this is perfect. Remember that no one owes you anything. Remember that no one owes you anything. Not a follow, not a comment, not a sale. So sometimes I'll see people get on their social media and they'll like literally post a status that's like, oh, none of you guys ever comment to me. Nah, 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 nah. You guys want me to run this business, but like nobody ever interacts with me. I would love for you to step into a moment of gratitude. Step into a moment of gratitude. I don't care if you have one follower on your social media. I don't care if you have one comment, one like, and it's your mom. Be grateful, because we all started there. Not a single person on this internet owes you anything. They don't owe you anything. They don't owe you a follow, a comment, a sale, to join your team, nothing. And sometimes we step away from that gratitude moment and we start getting mad at people for not commenting. We start getting mad at people for not interacting. We start getting mad at people for not liking our posts, rather than evaluating, am I giving back to my community? Am I giving back to the people that are following me? Am I commenting back to them? Am I commenting on their posts? Like, here's the real deal is, am I commenting on their posts? And just so you know, just because you decide to follow somebody on social media doesn't mean that they have to follow you back. Okay? So remember that no one owes you anything. Number four is share your life. Share your life. Share your journey. What you're learning. Talk about your past. Life updates. All of that. Share your life. The more that you can build that level of trust, the more that you can allow people into your life, the more that they will trust you, the more that they will like you, and the less weird you are on social media, the less stiff you are on social media. It's been really, really fun to be able to keep you guys along on the journey as we've started planning our wedding. It's going to be really fun to keep you guys along on the journey when we start to have a baby. Like, I'm so excited to give you guys that value and that information and that peek into my life, especially because I don't know anybody that's going through that journey of having a baby as a lesbian couple. Like, I don't know anybody. So I'm excited to provide that value for you guys, right? So allow people into your life. Sometimes we just want to post product. I don't remember who it was on the post yesterday, but she was like, oh my God, my whole entire Facebook is jewelry. And I literally went and looked at her Facebook, and she's right. It's literally like jewelry live, and then like one random post about the boys having Christmas or something, and then jewelry live, and I was like, oh my god, this girl is so cute, like she's very committed to her business, but I don't know anything about her. And if that was you, like, I'm not hating on you at all. I went and looked at your profile after you commented on my live yesterday. So, I was like, I don't know anything about her. Crazy. So share your life. That will allow you to be less stiff and it will allow people in. And I don't mean surface level. Like, some of y'all are so surface level. Like, ooh, my boys had Christmas. I don't know how many kids you have. I don't know, like, how old your kids are. I don't know their names. I don't know anything. I don't know if they play sports. I don't know if they like to draw. I don't know anything about you. More than just surface level. There's a reason that some of y'all follow me literally specifically for my relationship with Holly, because you love like watching our relationship, but you wouldn't love watching our relationship if it was surface level. You guys see the little arguments. You guys see the little quirks that we have. You guys see our communication tactics. You guys see the good, the bad, the ugly. It's more than surface level. Okay. If that makes sense, can you drop me a yes in the comments below? Number five. Reels and TikToks are a really easy way to loosen up, especially if copywriting is not a strength. So if copywriting is not a strength yet developed, yeah, you can still be cautious and share your life and share your personality. You don't have to tell people where you live. You can still be cautious and share your life. Reels and TikToks are an easy way to loosen up, especially if copywriting's not a strength yet developed. So I really like copywriting. I feel like I'm very good at copywriting, which is writing captions, but I also really, really like TikToks and Reels because it allows me to show people my personality. It allows me to be fun and goofy and all kinds of stuff like that, and it just gives me kind of that outlet, especially if you're doing like the trending sounds where you don't have to talk, but you can kind of show your personality. You can show the things that you like. You can show, it just allows you to loosen up a little bit. The other thing that I would love to add to this is that stories are really good for this as well. Stories disappear after 24 hours, so you don't have to worry about, you know, it being up too long, but you can show the behind the scenes of your life. You can show the weird little quirks that you have in your life. You can show your day. You can show all of those things. I love stories with behind the scenes. I think that it is one of the most vital parts of my business, because a lot of y'all wouldn't know me if you didn't watch my stories. A lot of y'all wouldn't know me if you didn't watch my stories, but Reels and TikToks are a super, super easy way to loosen up your social media and to become a little bit more of a human, okay? Number six, type like you speak. So one of the ways that one of my mentor does this, she does voice to text. So when she writes captions, she literally speaks into her phone so that it sounds exactly the way that she would say it if she was speaking. Now, I do way better typing on a computer, so I don't like putting captions on my phone, and I don't like voice to text, but I do like typing on a computer. And so that's the way that I write captions really well. But I was looking for a wedding photographer, and the wedding photographer that I was looking for was... I was looking for somebody in the LGBTQ community, and I was looking for somebody that our personality really, really meshed. Absolutely, yes, it will be saved to watch later. All of the lives during the 90-day run will be put in actually a folder over on Instagram, so they'll all be organized 1 through 90. All right, so I was looking for a wedding photographer, and I started Googling like Dallas wedding photographer or whatever, and this girl came up on Google, and I looked at her website, and I was obsessed with her website. Because it was so authentic to the way that she speaks. She literally had like little quirky words in there, like little phrases or whatever. She was literally saying, you know, I don't know. It's just the way that she wrote it was so real. It wasn't stiff. It wasn't awkward. It wasn't weird. It wasn't salesy. It was like, this is what I'm about. This is what I'm super excited to this is the work that I'm really excited about. And this is the kind of couple that I'm looking for. If we're a good fit, awesome. If we're not, that's totally cool too. And I literally messaged her right from her website. And I was like, I am obsessed with your personality. Your work is amazing. And I would love to hire you for our wedding. Now, of course, so one day that we pick for our wedding, she's not available, but I was so attracted to her because she was so real and so authentic on her website. So speak or write in the way that you would actually speak.
it makes a huge difference. And I know, like, if you're weird, please be weird in your captions. Please be weird in your captions. People will be so attracted to it if that's their vibe. And that's the whole thing with branding, is that you're trying to attract people that are your vibe. So be freaking weird. Be weird on your social media, but like not weird in a stiff way, but weird in an authentic way. Okay. I know I've used weird both ways in this live. If you guys are getting value from this, can you go ahead and share it out? Drop me the word shared in the comments below and I will give you first and last name shout out. If I missed your share, please drop the word shared again and I will shout you out again. We got four more, okay? Number seven, if you make it fun, you will have the time. So have you guys ever like gotten to the point where you're like, I don't have time to make content. I don't have time to post content. I don't have time to, I don't have time to film three TikToks a day. Share, or Terry, oh girl, Hinojosa? Hinojosa. I don't know how to say your last name, but thank you for sharing, babe. Bonnie, thank you for sharing, my love. If you make it fun, you will have the time. So this goes back to what I talked about yesterday about picking your three things for your brand. If you enjoy what you're making content about, if you have fun with it, if it's something that you really like talking about, you will make the time for it. People ask me all the time, how do you post three times a day on all three social media platforms? It's because I enjoy what I'm posting about. I only post about things that I love. I only post about things that make me happy. I only post about things that bring me joy. So if you have fun with it, if you like what you're doing, you will make time for it. Now I think back to when I was only building on Facebook and I was hardly building on Instagram and I definitely wasn't building on TikTok and I hated Facebook. I didn't like the way the platform was set up anymore. I didn't like the way, like, I wasn't finding my people on Facebook. I just didn't like it. And I started to hate my business. I started to not post as much. I started to not show up as much. I just started to not have fun with it. And it wasn't until I brought TikTok into my business that I actually skyrocketed again, because I was having fun again. For the first time in a long time, I was enjoying the content that I was making. So find areas that make your business a little bit more fun, right? So every single month I like to do different fun trial bundles because it allows me to bring more joy into my business. It allows me to bring creativity into my business and it allows me to mix things up. Does that make sense? That makes sense. Can you drop a yes in the comments below? So something else that I used to do to make it fun was I used to dance in my stories every day. Some of you that have been around for a really long time and you're like, oh geez, you remember when I used to dance in my stories every single morning. It was like when I left my ex, or like right before I left my ex, and I just needed to bring a little bit of happiness into my day and I wasn't finding it. So I literally had a dance party on my stories every single morning to help elevate my mood and bring more fun into my business. Yes, the bundles are so fun, I know. So the next thing, number eight, is create opportunities for engagement with no ulterior motive. So if you're only asking for engagement when you're trying to sell something, people will never want to engage on your post because they're gonna like think that you're trying to sell them on everything. They're going to think you're being weird. They're going to think you're being stiff. So create opportunities for engagement with no ulterior motive. So if you guys notice, especially in my stories, I love doing this. I ask for opinions in my stories. I ask for advice. I ask for help. The other day I had found these Jimmy Choo pearl like strappy shoes and I was like, oh my God, I feel like I need to wear these for my wedding. And I asked you guys and if you guys liked them, and I got so many responses. I love sharing little things like I'm switching over to a color palette wardrobe and asking for people's opinions on that. I've thought about doing like little floating pods and asking about people's opinions on that. But any opportunity that you allow people to engage with you without having any expectation, you will grow a bigger following because people will feel like they're part of a community. People will feel like they're part of something bigger than themselves. So make sure that you're creating opportunities for engagement with no ulterior motive. Sometimes maybe you want to ask, I used to do this a lot when I colored my hair. When I had like bright colors in my hair, I would post a couple different colors on my Facebook profile and I would ask y'all, do you think I should do pink, purple, or blue? And everybody would vote. So what opportunities can you ask people to give their opinions? What opportunities can you ask people to, Bonnie loves the floating pods, I think. So what other opportunities can you ask people to help you and make decisions in your life and become a part of a bigger thing, or become a part of a bigger community? I also like to ask for recommendations for like our wedding vendors and stuff. So create opportunities for engagement with no ulterior motives, not just when you're trying to sell something. Number 9 is posting more allows for more variety. So I told you guys yesterday that you should be having 3 main topics that you're posting on your social media. Now, I was asked, what do I do at the end of the month when I'm trying to get more customers in faster? And I was like, I don't really know. And I started looking at my social media and I'm literally going through the 3 topics just like I normally do, but faster. Meaning I'm posting more. So instead of posting one time a day where maybe it's LGBT recovery ketones, LGBT recovery ketones, it's 3 posts in one day, LGBT recovery ketones, LGBT recovery ketones, LGBT recovery business. The more that you post, the more variety that you can put on your social media, right? So the more often that you post, you can add your family stuff in, you can add your hobbies in, you can add your education in, you can add your whatever other parts of your brand that we set yesterday. If you didn't watch that live, you really should. The brand that we set yesterday, you can add those in and you can just go through them faster, right? So creating more opportunity for more variety through your posts by posting faster, okay? And number 10, the last thing on this is stop expecting results for things that you aren't doing. Now, this one kind of hits a little hard, but are you posting the benefits of products that you're not even using? Like, are you trying to sell people products that you're not even using? And expecting, what does this say? Expecting a team when you don't show up as a business owner on social media. Ooh, that was a little feisty one. Are you expecting a team when you don't show up as a business owner on your social media, when you don't present yourself as a business owner on social media? Make sure that the results that you're expecting are direct and indirect correlation of how you're showing up on your social media. If you want a tight-knit community, if you want a community that's super loyal to you, if you want a community that enjoys your content, interacts with your content, helps you out when you ask for help, then what are you doing to cultivate that community? What are you doing to cultivate that community? Right? So make sure that your expectations of your community are in direct reflection of how you're showing up on your social media, allowing that human to step into this space. And instead of being super stiff and awkward on social media and always, you should be calculated in the things that you post on your social media, but calculated in the sense of like, what am I trying to do here? Am I trying to cultivate a community or am I trying to sell to people? Am I trying to cultivate a community or am I trying to be weird and only think about myself and only think about my monetary benefits, right? And how are you coming off with every single post that you make? You want to ask yourself, how am I coming off on my social media? Am I coming off stiff and awkward and salesy and spammy? Or am I coming off as like, hey, I'm talking to my besties. Like, yo, I'm going to be going live every single day giving you guys business advice because I want to help you grow your business. There's no ulterior motive here. It's just, I want to give you guys information, besties, that I feel like you could gain some value from. If you want to share it out and give it to other people, that's amazing. If not, cool. Take what you can, implement what you can, and grow your business. Because that's my passion here. My passion project is helping people get out of really shitty situations like I was in. So I hope you guys get a ton of value from that. I hope you guys got a ton of little snippets and little tips that you can use to become more of a human on your social media. If you did get value from that, please make sure to share it out to somebody that could use it. Your upline, your downline, your sideline, your team, your friends. I don't care who you share it to, but I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day, and I will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.